From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police said they conducted raids in multiple locations in the wake of the downtown Jakarta fatal attack the previous day. Some of those who were targeted in the raids were linked to the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Jakarta describes a vigil held there Friday.
There was one back at the site of the attack. They united under a banner. This was an ad hoc group that was quickly formed. And their banner read, "We are not afraid." They were also quite a bit defiant with some yelling, "Kill the terrorists," and that sort of thing. But for others there, it was a time for prayers. They left roses right in front of the Starbucks where there had been some casualties.
Indonesia's national police chief revealed on Friday that one of the perpetrators who died Thursday had previously been arrested for possessing ammunition during a visit to the country by U.S. President Barack Obama. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of El Ada, some 60 kilometers south of the regional capital. What was believed to have been a suicide bombing was followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Witnesses told VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gate of the southern Somali base. This is VOA News. An official in Sierra Leone says a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus just a day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The WHO said in a statement Friday that it confirms the Ebola case in Sierra Leone, which was detected in the body of a woman who became ill and died earlier this month. On Thursday, the World Health Organization, at a news briefing in Geneva, announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. The top Republican presidential contenders clashed over foreign policy and economic issues Thursday, as well as each other in their sixth debate, this one in South Carolina. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
There was a smaller field of candidates on hand for the South Carolina debate, and it led to a number of lively exchanges among the contenders. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush challenged frontrunner Donald Trump over his proposal to ban non-American Muslims from coming to the United States.
I hope you reconsider this, because this policy is a policy that makes it impossible to build the coalition necessary to take out ISIS.
I want security for this country. We have a serious problem with, as you know, with radical Islam. We have a tremendous problem. It's not only a problem here, it's a problem all over the world.
As a group, there was widespread condemnation of President Obama's foreign policy and warnings that Democrat Hillary Clinton would continue them. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Worries about China's slowing growth and further drops in oil prices sparked a global stock sell-off on Friday. The cost of a barrel of oil slid below $30 for both the Brent and West Texas intermediate benchmarks. In New York, the S&P 500 fell 2% in early trading, while the Dow and the Nasdaq lost even more. London's FTSE lost nearly 2%, and Germany's DAX and France's CAC were off around 2.5%. Earlier Friday, key Asian markets fell sharply. Two astronauts, including Britain's first spacewalker, ventured outside the International Space Station Friday to restore full power to the orbital laboratory. Astronauts American Tim Kopra and Briton Tim Peake switched their spacesuits to battery power and exited the station for a spacewalk expected to last about 6.5 hours. The procedure is complex because they can work only during the periods when the Earth's shadow blocks the sun's rays from the station, 31 minutes during each orbit. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.